Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the brilliant intensity of the veteran New York City band, Blonde Redhead.
Do you know why she walks by but got no
Blonde Redhead is a legendary independent alternative rock band. They've been making music and records on their own terms since 1994. The consistent core of the band is Kazu Makino and twin brothers Simone and Amadeo. Between them, they cover vocals, keys, guitars, and drums. They sometimes work with collaborators, most often occupying the position of bass player. Their band has truly gone through fire, surviving breakups, endless fights, a horrible trampling by horse, and even the Goodbye album. This moment finds them returning, 30 years wiser, with a brilliant, complex record, as fresh and original as any fan could wish for. It's called Sit Down for Dinner, and it's available on Section 1 Records. Their debut was called Blonde Redhead.
Julian here, your producer, popping in for a second. I ran sound for Blonde Redhead in the 90s on their first tour. I was working at the Duke Coffee House in Durham, North Carolina. And they were the coolest, most beautiful people I'd ever seen. And they were not getting along in the sound check, but they were absolutely fantastic live. And they were kind to me, a beginning audio person in a tiny room. And I got their cassette and I just played it on repeat.
They continued their association with Sonic Youth and drummer Steve Shelley's label Smells Like Records for 1995's La Mia Vita Violenta. They signed with Touch and Go for their next three albums, including the now memed song For the Damaged Coda from the album Melody of Certain Damaged Lemons, which became the bad guy theme song on the animated series Rick and Morty and is now the de facto music for the most hurtful moments in your life.
Would you go to dinner with me?
I have a boyfriend.
Then, there was a terrifying period as Makino fell from and was trampled by a horse. She spent months with her jaw wired shut, recovering from facial surgery. Astonishingly, the band returned with an incredible record which managed to draw beauty from trauma. Misery is a Butterfly, their first for 4AD. There would be two more albums there, and then the band found themselves on their own. Their ninth album, Bear Again, was on Cobalt Records.
She does nothing all day but sit down and cry. She touches the sky and wishes to die. She does nothing
Their latest is called Sit Down for Dinner, and it is available on Section 1. For this session, the band played 5 songs from the new record. Here's Blonde Redhead, live on KEXP.
Afraid in me, Monet, in me.
You just heard Blonde Redhead with the songs Sit Down for Dinner Part 1 and Part 2.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Blonde Redhead.
I'm not afraid to die.
And that was our live session with Blonde Redhead. You heard the songs Snowman, Melody Experiment, and Kiss Her, Kiss Her. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station WFDU 89.1 at Fairleigh Dickinson in Teaneck, New Jersey, broadcasting to the Big Apple. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, check out the Cobain 50 in English and El Cancionero de Kurt in Spanish. The influences of the Nirvana frontman make for some great stories. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.